Macmillan Audio presents Dark Alpha's Night, A Reaper Story by Donna Grant. Read for you by Victoria McGlovin. Chapter 1. Inchmickery, Scotland, mid-February. The drums of fate beat boisterously, the rhythm unstoppable and unmovable. It was the first time Dare felt that he and his fellow reapers might very well lose this senseless war they were embroiled in. He let his gaze wander around the room, looking at the faces within the confines of the concrete fort their group had taken over on the small isle off the coast of Edinburgh. It wasn't that Dare didn't like Scotland, but he missed Ireland. There were always seven reapers. He didn't know why Death chose that number when the group was created, and he never thought to ask. As executioners for Death, it was the reaper's job to help keep the balance between the light and dark fae. A job that wasn't easy on a good day, and they hadn't had a good day in a long, long time. Death didn't prefer one branch of fae over the other, which was why the reapers were comprised of both dark and light. Though once a fae accepted the position of reaper, they ceased being one or the other, though their colouring remained. There were two dark in their ranks, Kieran and Fintan. While Kieran had the red eyes and black and silver hair of a dark, Fintan's hair and eyes were white. He earned his colouring.